Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, as we continue talking with Beth McDonald, our astrological and astronomical assignment editor. And here we are. We are hurtling. I like to use that term because it kind of feels that way.
Yeah.
Hurtling through April and headed for May. And we're in the just in the beginning stages of Taurus and a lot of other things going on as well. But let's start where we've kind of set people up for, and that is a little background on Taurus, and maybe even if you have information on origins, that kind of thing, and then the characteristics thereof.
Yes. You know, the Western astrology has its roots in the Mesopotamian area, what is now Iraq, the cradle of civilization, that period. Part
of the Middle
patch
East.
Patch of land, yeah between the Tigris and Euphrates River.
Yeah.
And, again, a lot of times these constellations to me don't look like what they clearly looked to, like, to the ancients, but, the constellation is the bull, and Taurians are said to have a lot of attributes of bulls. Now, again, keep in mind, in a lot of ancient cultures, bulls were sacred animals, and so they emphasized the good stuff and not so much the bad. But, a bull is a very sturdy, strong animal. They're very steady, and because of that, Taurians are frequently healthy, sturdy, strong people. Capable of great physicality, especially endurance things. You know, Aries tend to be more sprinters. They're great in short spurts, but Taurians have much more stamina and endurance. And so, what I love about Taurians are, they're sturdy, they're reliable, they're tends to be healthy people. You can count on them.
Yeah.
They have a lot of emotional strength. They have a lot of physical strength. You can really rely on them. They're dependable.
And the biggest part, too, though, and I don't know if this is necessarily a stereotype, and we only have about a minute or so left here, and that is the fact that that Taurus is often considered bullheaded. In addition to the sturdiness, there's also there's also that stubbornness, if you will.
Yeah, like a dog on a bone.
Yeah.
You will have a very difficult time talking a Taurus off their position. You're going to have mountains of evidence. Yeah. And a lot of time.
And a lot of times that won't do any good because, hey, they believe what they believe and, you're not going to change their minds no matter what.
Well, and sometimes that's a good thing. Everything is good in moderation.
Exactly. So Taurus will continue with next week as well.
Awesome.
And also find out about where the sun, the moon, and the stars are in relationship to us in terms of retrogrades and those kinds of things.
Oh, yes, there are a few of those coming, and eclipses. We need to start battening down the hatches.
Okay, all right. I love going back and taking a look at these kinds of things as far as the observational aspects. It's taking a self-assessment, and I know that we've talked a lot about that. BethMcDonaldConsulting.com is the website, and they can call you at 963-0842, 963-0842. Beth McDonald, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Back to Edie Weinstein in just a moment.